Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week. On this liturgical day, the priest wears red. And on Good Friday, he also wears red. The palms of today lead us to the Passion of Friday. On both occasions, the narrative of our Lord's suffering are read, proclaimed, listened to, and perhaps lived. The word itself, passion, is from the Latin word pati, to suffer, and hence the colour red. Our Lord suffered by pouring forth his life through his blood for us. Throughout Holy Week, we think about the individual characters who were a part of his suffering, a part of his passion. The Simon, who came from Cyrene. Veronica, what made her so courageous? Peter, Simon Peter, who denied the Lord thrice and sought his forgiveness. And of course, the most colourful character, Judas Iscariot. Today, as our Lord was welcomed triumphantly into Jerusalem, they sang Hosanna to the King of David. Within a few short days, they will sing and say, crucify him, crucify him. Fickle people become very unfaithful. What caused their turnaround? Why didn't they persevere in their love and respect for Christ? Well, to help us understand how anyone, and perhaps everyone, falls from God's grace, let us analyse the motives of the betrayer, Judas. Fated, faithless, or fickle, which was he? At the outset, let us not make the mistake of thinking that it was fated, predestined, that Judas must do what he did. True, our Lord would be betrayed. But had Judas chosen to do otherwise, there would have been a plan B. It wasn't fixed and determined. He had an option. In fact, on that night, Holy Thursday night, Christ sought him out on three occasions. By his placement at the dinner next to the Lord himself, by his questioning, one of you will betray me. And then by that gesture of friendship, dipping into the sauce. Jesus knew the heart of Judas and tried to touch that heart with his mercy. But as Scripture says, Satan had entered into Judas. What caused him to fall? What was the downfall that made an apostle an apostate? Was it his love of money, greed, avarice? We see him with the money bag, often depicted in art form. I think it wasn't the money, because once he had seen that Christ was going to suffer and then eventually die, he gave back those 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. A true thief, or a man who is avaricious, would have kept that money. So perhaps that was not the primary motive. What was it? Well, we know not in this life what caused his downfall. But we can surmise that perhaps Judas at some stage lost faith in Christ. He was part of the apostolic band and treasurer. He held the purse strings. but for motives which were political, human, and natural, not supernatural nor divine. And of course, hoping that Christ might politically take a stand and upon his arrest, usher in his kingdom with divine power and establish a new reign in opposition to the Romans, in which Judas might be the treasurer of the new government. Having seen that demolished before his eyes, he lost all hope, despaired of salvation, despaired in darkness, and committed suicide. His loss of faith, I think, according to John, traces back to the moment when our Lord instituted the Eucharist. And on that occasion, Judas lacked faith. And in lacking faith, became fragile. He did not believe what Christ taught. We know that from John's account, chapter 6, where at the end of the discourse on the Eucharist, Jesus turns to his apostles and says, "Do you believe me? Will you walk away as many disciples had?" And Simon Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." And then it goes on, and Jesus says, "Have I not chosen you all, and yet one of you is a devil?" The last verse in chapter 6 of John's Gospel, the last apostle to live, says, the reference was to Judas. Judas, who was to betray the Lord. So 1.5 years before that night of betrayal, Judas had already cracked. He refused to accept the authority of Christ on this matter of the Eucharist. And hence his faith had become fragile. He could have sought help. He could have sought and should have sought assistance, but did not. And in time, that faith became so fragile that on the night of the Eucharist, when our Lord instituted the Holy Mass, he cracked. And that was the night of darkness when Satan entered into him. Let us pray that we might accept all Christ's teaching as taught by the Church today and thus remain faithful and not fickle, faithful to the end, as for St. John, so that we might partake one day of a heavenly reward. Praise be Jesus Christ.